Vicky. I don't need that one. Well, good morning, everyone. It is good to see lots of happy, smiling faces. Haven't seen many smiles last week, did we? Out and about, just eyes and strange-looking masks. It did make teaching interesting when we had a whole bunch of students in the classroom with their faces like this, and they're asking questions, but I couldn't hear a word that they were saying. Well, that's because I'm part deaf, which is possible. And you probably don't realise, same as I didn't, how much you look at people's mouths when they talk. I mean, although I can't lip read, the movement of the mouth with the words they're speaking, I could understand my students, most of them. But, and also realised when I was shopping the other day, there was some poor lady with her trolley with a kid in, and she was holding another baby, and she got in the way, and she went like, excuse me, and moved out of the way. And instead of saying, thank you, you know, go ahead, I just smiled at her, but I had a mask on. So she probably thought I was incredibly rude, the fact that I didn't acknowledge the fact that she wasn't really in the way. But be that as it may, we have come through to the other side, and it's all good. Okay, 14th day of February. What else could I talk about? Of course, I felt the need to talk about love, a four-letter word which is overused, misinterpreted, and misrepresented, and yet it is the word that we love to hear the long to hear the most. We long to have someone to love, and we long to be loved. We treasure that which we love, and we will protect those that we love with all of our being. When you want to protect something, you want to make sure that no harm comes to that thing or to that person. As a helpless child, we are carried everywhere. As we get older, we're not carried so much physically, except over the threshold maybe, but we need our emotions and our spirituality carried. When we depart from this world, we are carried to the final resting place of our earthly bodies. Now, God loves us so much that he carries us throughout our entire lives. And if you think of that old Footprints poem, why did God desert me in those hardest times? Well, he didn't. That was when he carried us. We are carried all the time by God, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. He always carries us. Now, often when I'm asked to speak or to lead, songs come to my brain. I like singing, I love singing, I love music. And a couple of songs came up into my head when I was preparing for this talk. One of them being I Am Carried by Jeff Bullock. Now, I'm going to sing that song this morning. Scott so graciously learned it on piano for me, so that's awesome. So if you know the song, by all means, join in. Otherwise, you can just sit there if you wish. And we'll just go through the song I Am Carried by Jeff Bullock. Oh, I've got the words, haven't I? Mm. they're kind of small, but yeah, they're kind of small. Okay, that's okay. So if you know this song, by all means join in. Day by day and hour by hour, your love for me from heaven flows like streams of water in the desert, living waters flow. You walk beside me, gently guiding, leading me through every storm. Everlasting, never changing, grace and love divine. cross no more, for I am carried in the arms of grace and love divine. I am carried in the arms of grace and love divine. I am held by hands of healing, washed by water pure, lifting up my heavy heart, held in grace's God hands. I am carried in the arms of grace and love divine. Never worthy, never earning, all my works now left behind. Ever onwards, ever upwards, you've called me on to rise. Above my darkness, oh, my failure, every fear and every pain, always carried, always covered by grace and love divine. I am carried in the arms of grace and love divine. I am held by hands of healing, washed by water pure, lifting up my heavy heart, held in grace, God hands. I am carried in the arms of grace and love divine. Saying, "I love you," has been at the high point of many a romantic movie. What's more romantic than Star Wars, right? Or, of course, whoops, Titanic. In a romantic movie, it is the thing that everybody wants to hear. They want to hear that I love you. They want to hear that being said. Now, love is a word with so many meanings and shades of meaning, it's difficult to determine what people actually mean when they use the word. I'm sure you've heard people say they love your hair, or they love your new shoes, that they love coffee. Yeah, guilty. Or they love traveling. But what does love actually mean? Now, Merriam-Webster, that great dictionary, defines love as a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. That's loving somebody. We can appreciate that. Not sure about loving your shoes, pardon me. One contributor on Urban Dictionary, which defines a lot of colloquialisms, defines love as, love is something you give to someone. Love is caring for that person or animal no matter what. Love is putting someone else's needs before your own. Love is doing anything for them no matter what. Love is the best thing in the entire world. Love is stronger than anything on this planet. Love is what makes us who we are. Love makes us who we want to become. Another postulates, love is a feeling. Love can be felt to a person, animal, or deity. True love, however, isn't just a feeling. It stems from friendship and mutual love and respect. It shows itself on working hard to keep that relationship and loving them even when you don't feel like it. There is only one way to do it. I know it won't make me very popular. This is what this person says on Urban Dictionary. But the truth is, the only way to have that kind of love is God, because he showed that kind of love to you. God sent his son to die on the cross for your sins, and because he loved you enough to do that, you can love people even when you don't feel like it. Probably the most well-known verse about love, actually probably the most well-known verse in the entire Bible, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. In the NIV translation, the word love is mentioned 551 times, whilst its opposite, as we know it, hate, is mentioned only 80 times. I found it interesting that love is mentioned 7 times more than hate. 7's a rather important number in the Bible. And this love is a fundamental part of the gospel. What does that mean for us? Obviously, we are not God, but we are his disciples. Jesus gives us some pretty explicit instructions about love. John 13:34-35 says, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." I found it interesting when I read this verse in preparation for today. It's like I said, I always recognize verses in songs. So I had that song, A New Commandment, stuck in my head. The song we just sang. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love to one another. When I read this verse recently, I realized that it said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." I've always read that verse wrong. Reading with the correct punctuation changed the focus of the verse for me. It's not love one another as I have loved you. It reads, as I have loved you, you must love one another. It's an important distinction. Jesus' love came first. As he loved us, he laid down his life for us. He gave up everything. In John 13:34-35, still there? Yep. Jesus makes it abundantly clear what he means. Love isn't optional. It's a command. Love is not a feeling. It's an act of your will. I'm sure that there are times when your husband or wife or son or daughter or mother or father or sister or brother have hurt you or hurt your feelings. I'm also sure that you didn't stop loving them. You may have stopped liking them for a time, but you never stopped loving them. They are family, and you choose to love them, no matter what. Mark 12:30-31 says, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Again, it is a commandment, not a suggestion. But we still choose to love God or not. I often tell my students that giving people free will was the greatest risk that God ever took when he created us. He could have made us to be totally subservient and obedient, but he could not make us love him. Love cannot be taken or forced. Love has to be offered freely, and by giving people opportunity to choose to love him, he also gave people opportunity to choose not to. It was indeed a great gamble. Here's a note from God for you. Do you love me? Yes or no? Yeah. Tick the top one. Secondly, love is mutual. We are to love each other. Again, we go back to John 13:34-35. Jesus commands us to love one another and not just any old guise of, I love you, man, but to love each other as Jesus loves us. And even more importantly, through the manifestation of love is how all men and women will know that we belong to Christ. If we muck it up, we tarnish our witness and may cause someone to miss out on learning to love our Lord and Savior. Thirdly, the standard of our love for others is Christ's love for us. And that's a tall order. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. It is an almost impossible standard to keep. To show love, you must be patient and kind and honorable and humble and other-focused, and keep no records of wrongs. To show love, we must protect, trust, hope, and persevere, and always triumph. In our own strength, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. We need to ask God to help us love others. What does it mean to love like Christ? There are probably a multitude of responses we could give to this question. However, at its foundation, to love like Christ means to always act in the best interest of others. All others. Even the seemingly unlovable. Oftentimes, those who seem unlovable are those in need of love the most, particularly God's love. God always loves them. We need to show that love. So acting in the best interest of others, this kind of love isn't selfish. It is selfless. It is focused on the other person. It's not passive. It's active. It's not emotional. It's biblical. And it is an act of your will. It is not fearful. It's courageous. and it is the scariest and most worthwhile thing that you can do. In the end, riches will be worthless. Beauty will fade. Knowledge will be forgotten. The ideals of the world will amount to nothing. But what will remain? You know the answer. What will remain? What three things will remain? Are you as bad as my class? No more masks anymore. These three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Love for yourself. Love for your neighbor. Love for your Lord. Perhaps I should change the order of those things. Love for your Lord. Because through His love, we can love others. Through His love, we can love ourselves. Through His love, we can love the unlovable. We need to put God's love first in our lives. There's an old Don Francisco song, again, thinking of songs with verses, where it says, love is not a feeling, it's an act of your will. We can easily, if it's up to us, we can chop and change with the times. Don't feel good today, I don't love you anymore. Not coming to my party. We need to make a conscious effort and a conscious act to love our God. And it's easy to do when everything's going great. Yes, Lord, I'm having an awesome life. Well, I love you. When things aren't going so great, it's harder. But just as important, or more so. Love your Lord, love your neighbor, love yourself. Conscious decision to do that. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for help to absorb every word of your truth. We ask for the fresh renewing of your Spirit to bring your message of love alive in our hearts and flow through our lives. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot muster enough strength to love others as you love us unless we lean fully upon you. More than ever, our world needs to see what love, true love, biblical love, looks like. Help us, Lord, to be a vessel of love. Help us to love you better so that we may love others, even the seemingly unlovable, perhaps especially the unlovable. I pray, Lord, we might be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind, regard the needs of others as more important than our own. I ask this in the peerless name of Jesus, who loved us so much that he endured the pain of death on a cross for us. Amen.